Gnome, Media Are Sold Out for a Lawless Country and a Borderless Country. By Jeff Poor on September 25, 2025. During Wednesday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's The Ingram Angle, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem criticized media outlets for the coverage of the Trump administration's deportation efforts. Noem reacted to a now-corrected NBC News report alleging that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents held an autistic girl in custody to carry out a deportation raid. Secretary Noem, moving on to another story. NBC released a report yesterday that initially had this headline: ICE held 5-year-old autistic girl in Massachusetts to pressure father to surrender, family says, host Laura Ingram said. Later in the day, they changed the headline and added this correction, which read: an earlier version of this article mischaracterized these activities of ICE agents in the video. What happened here? Because, again, it seems to most, I think, common sense people, not even political people, there is an effort to paint ICE as Gestapo, Nazis, jackbooted thugs, and now they're abusing children and trying to chalk up more arrests. Noem replied, "Oh, absolutely, Laura, what they did was absolutely lie to the American public. What happened in that situation with that autistic little girl is that her father was a criminal. He was a criminal who had endangered children in the past. And then he abandoned her in the vehicle and ran off to protect his own freedom and abandoned his daughter behind, and so those officers protected that little girl. And then we have MSNBC lying about the story, going using it to try to demonize these officers who were the ones who stood beside that little girl when her father ran away to protect himself. So those stories, I think, Laura, the Department of Homeland Security has to put out 5 or 6 press releases a day just saying this report, this article that you read is absolutely false," she continued. "This did not happen. We did not deport U.S. citizens. We did not separate children from their families. Know this, this individual was arrested because they murdered somebody. And we, over and over and over again, have to keep putting up press releases just to make sure that people know the truth. The problem is that these networks are so sold out for a lawless country and a borderless country. And they're so opposed to President Trump and what he is trying to do to help America be successful and free and safe again, that they will do anything. And so, what we're going to do is continue to be strong. We're going to continue to enforce the law. We're going to hire more law enforcement officers, and we're going to bring peace to our streets." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.